The next item is our meeting schedule for 2014. Are there any questions about the meeting calendar for 2014? Anyone have any objections? Any conflicts they want to bring forward? Changes?
This is Commissioner Caney. The October conflicts I have with the schedule, I know I can't get around because I'm always gone during that time period, but in February, I'm also gone. I didn't know if there's any possibility to move it to a week later, but that kind of conflicts with, I think, President's Day weekend. So if it doesn't work, that's fine. I'll just miss those two meetings.
Okay. All right.
Madam
okay.
Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jay Holzmiller. I'm with Commissioner Caney on the October meeting. That's opening week of deer season. But it probably we need to have it on the second weekend, correct?
I think we could make some adjustments. We do try to avoid opening days of any season. Director Anderson, do you know if there's any constraints on modifying that October date?
Madam Chair, none that I know of. I think you could move that to the 3rd and 4th and get away from the 10th and 11th. I don't know of a reason, from my perspective at least, that you couldn't do that.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Yes, Commissioner Caney.
Yeah, and I guess I was didn't know if it was possible at all, but we tend to skip a September meeting and then have an October meeting, and whether we move it to the 3rd and 4th, I still can't attend. I'm gone most of October, either hunting or working on some other issues.
Okay.
So I would throw out, is it possible to skip October and change to a September meeting? I don't know the reasoning, you know, why in the past we've had certain months where we didn't meet.
Well, I think we've been trying to avoid having too long of a gap, and especially in the fall when there's quite a bit of business to do to prepare for the ledge session. So I think we skipped September, realizing that October we start getting into decision-making that's important as the legislative session nears. We could certainly consider having a meeting in September instead of October. Director Anderson, what do you think?
If you were going to move it up, I guess my recommendation would be that maybe you do the look at the toward the end of September, like the 26th and 7th, as opposed to trying to get up earlier in that month. I know I have September's one of my heaviest travel months, to the extent that that matters. But the latter part of that month, like the 26th and 27th, I don't know if that gets Commissioner Caney away from the time period that he'd be gone, if that helps with his issue.
Yes, that would work for me. And I don't want to be a hindrance to everyone else's, you know, the normal meeting schedule, but if that was possible and it worked for everyone else, that would be great for me.
I think, are there any objections from other commissioners scheduling in, moving up the October meeting a couple weeks so that it would fall in late September? Any objections? Okay, let's make that change.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Kehoe.
Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Kehoe.
I was just wondering, do we know which meeting is going to be held outside of Olympia, and what's the location, if we know yet?
Good question, and I did intend to bring that up. I think, this year was kind of an unusual year in which we only had one commission meeting over on the east side, east of the Cascades. We'd like to schedule in two Eastern Washington meetings in 2014. The one that is really important to hold in a more central location than Olympia would be the hunting rules hearing, and that falls in March. So typically, we always meet in central Washington, either Moses Lake or Ellensburg or Yakima. And in the last couple of years, we've been meeting in Moses Lake because they have such a wonderful place, a conference center with the accommodations are just superb. Makes it very easy for Tammy to set up, record our meetings. So I was going to propose that we again hold the March meeting in Moses Lake, and then one more meeting, which the discussions have been focused around Tri-Cities, since we haven't been to the southeastern portion of our state in many, many years. I think it's been seven, eight years since we've been over in the southeast portion of the state. So there would be those two suggestions. And if anyone else has any other preferences that they'd like to bring forward, this would be a good time. So the March meeting would certainly be in central Washington, but we could schedule, say, that late September meeting for Tri-Cities. Any thoughts?
This is Commissioner Kehoe.
Yes, Commissioner.
That all sounds very good to me.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Mankin.
Yes.
I have one comment. We met in Tri-Cities at one other time. We had almost zero attendance at that meeting. I believe it was the Tri-Cities meeting. I don't know how you get around that. Maybe better advertising that the meeting is going to take place, or some sort of a current hot issue to discuss, to bring people in. But I'm wondering if we've really looked carefully at what the issues are going to be besides the hunting issue. Do you think that hunting issue alone would draw people into that meeting in Tri-Cities?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Schmitten.
Yes, Commissioner Schmitten.
To answer Commissioner Mankin's comments, there's a lot of interest right now in allocation of mid-river and upper river, both Chinook and Steelhead. And Tri-Cities has raised in the last year or so, even during our local and river debate. Recall the gentleman that served with us. He has been encouraging the commission to meet in the Tri-Cities area, and fish would be high on the agenda. I think that we'd see quite a few people attend just for that.
Miranda?
Yes.
Tammy? For the October meeting, sport fishing regulations was on the agenda for the briefing in October, so I'm assuming that would move to September.
Yes.
So just a heads up on what was proposed for the October agenda.
So that would fit in nicely with what Commissioner Schmitten just pointed out.
Correct.
high level of interest in sport fishing opportunity in the river up there,
Mitchell.
Upstream. Yes, who is that? Okay. Any other comments on the agenda? We do not need to pinpoint the locations of the meetings outside of Olympia for the purpose of this decision today. We should make it clear that we have a commitment to going over to the east side. And the motion language that's been developed just is not specific. It just acknowledges that we will be meeting in March. This motion language calls for August in eastern Washington. So August or September are both possible. And I think the September makes more sense, given the subject matter. So, Commissioner Mencken, if you could modify that motion language.
That would be September and August?
No, March and September.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Okay. Any other comments to consider? And we're making that change. We've made that change in the calendar, eliminating the October meeting and instead having a September 26th, 27th meeting. Okay, Commissioner Mencken, would you like to make the motion?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the proposed 2014 Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting schedule as presented, with meetings in March and September being in eastern Washington, actual locations to be determined.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second, Commissioner.
Commissioner Caney, second.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Caney has seconded the motion to approve the proposed 2014 Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting schedule as presented, with meetings in March and September being in eastern Washington, actual locations to be determined. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Say no. Motion carries.